Hello, everybody. Welcome to Real Talk Kim's podcast. I am so excited that you are part of my podcast family. I pray for you every day, and I am being intentional this year about making sure I do more podcasts frequently just for you, because y'all are important to me. Listen, let me just tell you how you can stay connected to me. You can go on my website, realtalkkim.com. Everything that you want to know about me is right there. Also, you can download my free app, which is Real Talk Kim Go. Real Talk Kim Go. And everything about me is there. My YouTube videos, everything to keep you growing. So I am today going to be talking about warning signs you are in bad company. I believe that so often who you surround yourself with is what you become. They're your five closest friends. I say this often. Your five closest friends are the prophecy of your future. And so a lot of you need to take inventory, just like I used to work at Bloomingdale's, and I remember every year we would have inventory. I hated inventory because we had to work all night long, like going at 12 and not even get to leave until like 6. But the reason for inventory is to weed out the old merchandise that is no longer going to be in fashion this season. That's the same thing with friends. You outgrow friends just like you outgrow your clothes. And so a lot of the reasons we can't get traction in our life is because of the people that are waiting in us down, that don't belong in our future. And so it is better to be alone than in bad company. A big part of who you become in life has to do with who you choose to surround yourself with. Sometimes life controls who walks in. Listen, life controls who walks into your life, but you decide who you let stay, who you pursue, and who you let walk back out. Unfortunately, you should surround yourself with people who make you a better person and let go of those who don't. Like a lot of times, you know, you see these people that have beat an addiction and they've struggled with alcohol their whole life. And when God delivers you from something like that, you got to stop going around people that are enabling that old habit in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're over here, you can't hardly get up every day. Here's another example. You're over here, you can't get up, you're depressed, you're walking around, and it's because you've got all of these negative Nellies in your life that are, every time they talk to you, you know, they're just telling you how bad your situation is, and maybe your situation is bad, but you need somebody in your life that's giving you hope for your future. You understand what I'm saying? You need somebody that can see your purpose in you when you lose your direction and can help you get back in line. You need some people in your life that tell you the truth. You need truth tellers in your life. People that when they see you going down a wrong path, they can say, look, I'm your accountability partner. I am the one that is going to call you out. I love you. I'm loyal to you. But I, Real Talk Kim, will call you out when I see that you're going down the wrong lane. And guess what? I got people in my life that do that to me too. People that ain't afraid to tell me the truth. So here is some examples and warning signs that you're in bad relationships. Number one, they only make time for you when it's convenient for them. They only make time for you when it's convenient for them. It's obvious, but many relationships without regular interaction and communication, y'all are going to have some problems, especially when there's a lack of commitment. Don't waste your time with someone who only wants you around when it's convenient for them. I always say this, y'all. I would rather have 4 quarters than 100 pennies. I give me 4 friends, man, that I know are my ride or dies. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a ride or die, and I believe that you attract what you are. So listen, don't waste your time with someone who only wants you around when it's convenient for them. You shouldn't have to force someone to make a space in their life for you, because if they truly care about you, they will gladly create space for you. Being in a relationship with someone who overlooks your worth, listen to me, being in a relationship with someone who overlooks your worth isn't loyalty, it's stupidity. Never beg someone for attention. Know your self-worth and move on if you must. Number two, You know you're in bad company when they hold your past against you. They hold your past against you. Some people will refuse to accept that you are no longer who you used to be, that you've made mistakes in the past, but you've learned from them and moved past them. They may not be able to stand the fact that you are growing and moving on with your life. And so they will try to drag your past to catch up with you. Do not help them by acknowledging their negative behavior. Keep moving forward. Holding on to the unchangeable past is a waste of energy and serves no purpose in creating a better day today. If someone continuously judges you by your past and holds it against you, you might have to repair your future by leaving them behind. Number three, you know you're in bad company when you feel trapped. When you feel trapped, you are in bad company. Healthy relationships keep the doors and windows wide open. Plenty of air is flowing and no one feels trapped. Relationships thrive in this kind of unrestricted environment. You can come and go as you please, but you choose to stay because where you are is where you want to be. If you want to be a part of someone's life, all the open doors and windows in the world won't make you leave. If someone has closed them all in an effort to trap you into something you don't want to be a part of, it is time to find strength to kick down the door. Kick down the door. Another sign that you are in bad company: they discredit your dreams and abilities. Man, they discredit your dreams and abilities. If you allow others to define your dreams and abilities, then you enable them to hold you back. What you are capable of achieving is not a function of what other people think is possible for you. What you are capable of achieving depends on what you choose to do with your time and energy. People, listen to me, y'all. People will throw all sorts of assumptions your way about what is possible and what is impossible. You got to look beyond the presumptions. You got to look beyond the presumptions and mental limitations of others and connect with your own best vision of how your life can be. Life is an open-ended journey, and what you achieve comes from what you expect to achieve and what you work to achieve. So don't worry, y'all, about what everyone else thinks. You keep living your life. Keep living your truth. The only people that will get mad at you for doing so are those who want you to live a lie. Another way you know that you're in a bad relationship: you're in bad company. They have lied to you more than once. They have lied to you more than once. Love is a verb, not a noun. It is active in all relationships. Love is not just feelings of passion and romance between lovers. It is also behavior among friends and family. If someone lies to you, they are unlovingly disrespecting you and your relationship. When you keep someone in your life who is a chronic liar and you keep giving them new chances to be trusted, you have a lot in common with this person. You are both lying and being unloving to you. Bottom line, those who avoid the truth and tell you only what you want to hear do so for their own benefit, not yours. Don't put up with it. Another day. Another way that you know you're in bad company: their negativity is rubbing off on you. Their negativity is rubbing off on you. The negative people in your life don't just behave negatively towards you, but towards everyone they interact with. What they say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own inner issues. Even if they say something to you that seems personal, even if they insult you directly, it likely has zero to do with you. This is important to remember because what these negative people say and do shouldn't be taken to heart. Although you don't have control over what they say and do, you do have control over whether you or whether or not you allow them to say and do these things to you. You teach people how to respect you. You let them know what you're going to tolerate. And this is the year, 2019 is the year to go where you are celebrated and not tolerated. Listen to me. You alone can deny this venomous words, their venomous words and actions from invading your heart and mind. If you feel like these people are getting to you, take a break and give yourself some space to breathe. Put them in the balcony. Y'all know I tell y'all that. You can love somebody, but in the balcony. I'm telling you, I love you, but I love you from up there. Mm-hmm. Positive things happen when you distance yourself from negative people. Doing so doesn't mean you hate them. It simply means you respect yourself, baby. Uh-huh. Another way you know you're in bad company. They are excessively envious of what you have. They are excessively envious of what you have. A little bit of envy is okay, but when someone is excessively envious of what you have, there's a good chance what they really want is to take it from you. Excessive envy doesn't tell you how much someone admires you. It tells you how much they dislike themselves. If you can, try to help lift them up, but also be careful that they don't pull you down. Oftentimes, no amount of love or promises or proof from you will ever be enough to make them feel better about themselves. For the broken pieces they carry are pieces they must mend for themselves. Y'all, listen to me. Happiness is a choice, and it's your choice. It's their choice. So often, this is where we break ourselves. We're breaking ourselves trying to fix somebody that don't want to help themselves. So this is a year to take care of you. Another way you know you're in bad company, they motivate you to be judgmental or hateful. They motivate you to be judgmental or hateful. Truth be told, no human being is superior, y'all. No faith, race, size, or shape is inferior. All collective judgments about others are wrong. Only judgmental hypocrites make them. If you judge others by their skin color, their body size, or their outer beauty, you will miss everything about who they really are. It is an amazing quality of people you will learn about and meet in this world if you can simply get past the fact that lots of people are not dressing and living the way you do. People who motivate you to judge or hate others are as bad company gets. People who motivate you to judge or hate others are as bad company gets, and avoid them at all costs. Another way that you know you're in bad company, this is my last one. They want you to be someone else. Huh? They want you to be someone else. Sometimes with people who see you the way you are and not as they wish to think you are, spend even more time with those who truly know about you and who love and respect you anyway. If someone expects you to be someone you are not, take a step back. It's wiser to lose relationships over being who you are than to keep them intact by acting like someone you are not. It's easier to nurse a little heartache and meet someone new than it is to place together your own shattered identity. It's easier, y'all, to fill an empty space within your life where someone else used to be than it is to fill the empty space within yourself where you used to be. Now, ask yourself some questions. What would you add to this list? What would you add to this list? What's one big warning sign you're in the presence of bad company? I pray this blessed you. I pray that you got so blessed that you feel empowered, that you feel the courage to get up and walk away from bad company, that you realize you only have one chance at this life, and honey, God wants you to live in peace, P-E-A-C-E, and not pieces, P-I-E-C-E-S. You got this. You got this. Let go of the wrong so God can bless you with the right man. I love y'all so much. Thank you for joining me today. I pray God's blessings over your life, and I believe this is going to be your best year yet. Stay connected, y'all. My website, realtalkkim.com. Go get my brand new book called When Your Bad Meets His Good. It's sold all over, anywhere books are sold, or you can get it on my website at realtalkkim.com. I love y'all so much, and thank you for listening. Until next time, peace out.